The U.S. Supreme Court's decision to ban affirmative action has sparked outrage among Black people who say they feel targeted. WHYY's Amanda Fitzpatrick shares how some students just want a seat at the table, but others feel the table doesn't allow a seat for everyone.
In a 6-3 decision, the Supreme Court banned the practice of race-conscious admissions in most colleges, citing the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment. University of New Mexico School of Law professor and affirmative action expert Dr. Vinay Harpalani explains the decision.
Jim Crow segregation is just like affirmative action because you're using somebody's race. And anti-discrimination means you don't use race at all.
But did the court get it right? The lawsuits were brought by Asian American plaintiffs who say Asian students were denied admittance into Ivy League schools in preference of Black students.
This is a divide and conquer strategy. You know, it's like pit Asian Americans against Black Latino.
Harpalani, who is of South Asian heritage, says his racial makeup has given him a particular insight into the issue. He grew up in New Castle County, Delaware, where he was a part of a comprehensive busing plan to integrate their public schools, and says he often faced discrimination because of his race and ethnicity. Harpalani went on to earn his undergraduate degree at the University of Delaware and PhD at the University of Pennsylvania. Recognizing the impact of race, he spent most of his career in teaching and writing about those realities.
But this was a very strategic litigation. SFFA, Students for Fair Admissions, they picked these plaintiffs. They wanted to use Asian Americans because, number one, Asian Americans do have that history of discrimination against them.
Harpalani says Asian Americans have faced discrimination, making them not only good litigants, but says now this decision highlights the conflict between minority groups.
There's a lot of complexities there in terms of just, you know, anti-Black attitudes among Asian Americans. And, you know, Asian Americans, we're supposed to be passive. We're really good at math and science, but we're not leadership material. Black people, you know, athletic, dangerous. There's a fear of just the physicality of Black people.
Moving forward, he says courts could see more cases as there are now lawsuits aimed at challenging high schools who also use race to make their campuses more diverse. But in the higher learning case, one saving grace is that the court said they will allow personal essays where students can talk about their experiences, including being Black. But students cannot be admitted exclusively because of their race.
Are universities really going to do these things? Are they really going to try to recruit?
Harpalani says it will take racial equity and justice advocates to push universities and to hold them accountable.
That depends on activism. That depends on what we do, right? How much we pressure.
Harpalani expects campuses will see the ultimate impact for the class admitted in the fall of 2024 and says the decision could lead to a decline in students of color on campuses nationwide. Amanda Fitzpatrick, WHYY News.